You're listening to SBS News.
Interest rates have been lifted for a seventh consecutive month in Australia. The hike is set to adversely affect millions of Australians with mortgages, especially business owners. Seta Babari is a mortgage holder managing a home and business loan on her Greater Western Sydney cafe.
Having the interest rates getting higher, of course, it put too much pressure on everyone, not just on small businesses, on people in general. It's just going to affect so much all small businesses because, as I said, the consumers will be very careful on spending their monies now, as even because the interest rate is higher, so they're going to have to pay higher money. So they will be very cautious on spending on any goods or to be going out or spending money because they will be very short in money. It's going to make their debt go longer for longer years. So definitely it's going to affect everything. And of course, it's making me worry 100%.
On Tuesday afternoon, the Reserve Bank of Australia lifted interest rates by 25 basis points. The hike, which was largely expected, brought the cash rate from 2.6% to 2.85%. RBA Governor Philip Lowe claims the board expects to increase interest rates further over the period ahead. The bank forecasts an even greater peak this year, with inflation now expected to reach 8%. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says this prediction is higher than Treasury forecasts in the 2022-2023 budget.
This is another difficult day for Australians who are already under the pump. The Reserve Bank has changed their forecast for inflation. They now expect inflation to peak around 8% towards the end of the year. The Treasury's expectation is more like 7.75%, but they have always said that the risks when it comes to inflation are on the upside, given what's happening in energy markets as a consequence of the war in Ukraine, and given the upward pressure on grocery prices brought about by flooding of some of the prime farmland in eastern Australia in particular.
There has been more widespread pressure too, with the central bank warning that inflation in Australia is too high, as it is the case in majority of other countries. An economist from the Australian National University, Ben Phillips, claims more homes will soon feel the strain of the hike.
Pretty substantial increase in interest rates, and this will mean obviously quite substantial increases in interest repayments for most households. Mostly this will be impacting households that are typically middle and potentially higher income households. So certainly some pretty serious impacts for household finances in the near future.
The hike comes as foreign markets continue to experience instability, along with floods fueling rising prices. But Mr. Phillips claims a recession is unlikely.
I think in the short term that seems unlikely for Australia at the moment. Certainly the unemployment rate is very, very low. The economy is still reasonably strong and robust. We've had retail sales figures just out yesterday that were pretty strong, and we've seen very, very strong figures. So we might come back a little bit from that, but at this point the economy is reasonably strong.
The opposition, however, contends that a strategy should be offered by the government. Angus Taylor is Australia's shadow treasurer.
The Labor government has put up the white flag when it comes to interest rates and inflation, and Australians will pay the price for that. I've stood here now six times in a row since I became shadow treasurer, each time saying what we need from the government is a clear and comprehensive plan to take pressure off interest rates and inflation. And my hope, and I think many Australians' hope, was that we would see that in the budget. We clearly didn't. It was a missed opportunity.
The Albanese government is under increasing pressure to address the impending and substantial spike in electricity and gas prices from both inside and outside the Labour Party. Although it may not be the largest expense most households incur, it is quickly emerging as one of the most obvious signs of this inflationary economy. As businesses and families count on a quick positive outcome, Treasurer Chalmers says the government is doing its best to speed up the process.
We have said that if there is more that we can responsibly do to take some of the sting out of rising energy prices brought about by the war in Ukraine, then obviously we'll consider that. We are in the process of consulting We recognise that there are a number of complex interactions here when it comes to energy markets, and so we want to take the time to get it right, but we recognise the urgency too.
Omar Bello, SBS News.